Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know him from Sports Radio WIP in Philadelphia.
He's a Philly legend. He's goodness.
No. He is a broadcasting legend.
Well, there you go.
I had to one-up you. Okay. Fox 29 TV as well, and he appears on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The legend, Howard Eskin. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm more than a broadcast legend. Let's just come on now. You got to.
Well, I think legend suffices, no, Howard?
Just a human
I'm
legend?
I'm iconic.
Oh, iconic. Okay, well, add iconic to it.
Yeah, but
that's
it's
good.
More than a broadcast legend because, you know, when you're a legend, it reaches into other areas. It's like Deshaun Watson is a legend in massage parlors. So, you know, he'll always be legendary in massage parlors because we know he said so. He said he's innocent. So he must be innocent. So he's just going there to just get a nice massage.
Eskin coming in hot.
Yeah.
It depends on what area of the body you're talking about, but that's all right.
Is 11 games enough of a suspension, considering what Deshaun is accused of?
No, but that's what the NFL is. It's interesting that 11 games creates his first game back against Houston. What a joke. I mean, can the NFL be more obvious? You know, they wanted a year, but if they're going to do something, let's make it. Where do they come up with 11? They come so he can play against his first game against the Houston Texans. Is 11 games enough? It's not even close. It's not even close. And the fact that he doesn't have to say, he declares his innocence. And that's why you got 11 games and $5 million, because you're innocent. No, it's not enough. But here is the problem, and it's not the NFL, it's all sports. If you can play, you will have a job. If you're just a borderline player, your ass is out of there so fast it doesn't even matter. You don't even have to worry about suspension. You're not even on the team. It is just disgraceful what sports has become. And then Kareem Hunt, they give the guy a break and give him a job after what he did, and he's whining like a little baby. I just can't take it. So you have to look through the bad guys and just say, okay, it's sports. And we love it, and it's football, and we really love that. And I will say this. I do really like the head coach. I think he's terrific. He handled the situation probably as well as anybody, and I think he's a really good head coach. So there is something nice I have to say about that team, and that would be Kevin Stefanski.
We're going to pop him on hold real quick. Howard Eskin joining us. Iconic. Philadelphia broadcasting titan on the hotline. Anytime you want to come on here and talk nice things about Philadelphia Penn legend Kevin Stefanski, we will allow that as well.
I'd be happy to do that because I don't know how he's going to navigate through all this. But Jimmy has to say everything, you know, everything's fine. He's a great guy. He's doing everything. See, I have a point of reference to everything that happened. Michael Vick, I didn't want a little bit of when he came in here after his situation. And then I saw what he did. He did everything the team asked him to do. He went out and did everything. What he did was so awful and despicable, but he became a really good guy. I don't know that Deshaun Watson can ever do that, but, of course, fans are fans. And if he throws a few touchdowns, then they'll be happy. They don't care what else he did. In the end, it goes down and it comes down to football. And that's what we love. We just love football.
You know, it's a good point you bring up, Howard, with Vic, because people here in Cleveland have brought that up as well in terms of Deshaun. And I think you're 100% right. Like Vic was like owned up to everything. I mean, the dude went to prison. Like, he got out. He did everything right. And then he was really good on the field, which ultimately a lot of fans, that's all they care about. What is there anything you think Deshaun could do to learn from maybe how Vic handled that situation and kind of turned his life back around?
Well, just remember, Michael Vick lost $100 million. Deshaun Watson didn't lose money. He made money because he got another contract. So he made money, even though he, you know, it was despicable what he did as well. Is, first of all, the phrase I always use is, the truth will set you free. He's got to tell the truth. He's already going to have to pay these in a civil suit. So the ones that are left, and, you know, at the end of it, they're not going to charge him in a criminal suit. But he'll have to pay him, and you're going to have to pay him enough. And if they want to say what you did, then they're going to have to say what you did, because the NFL's suspension of fines already been passed down. The truth, Deshaun, if you're listening, the truth will set you free. And that's what he's got to do. That's the first thing he's got to do. And then be a good guy, and not just because he can throw touchdown passes, but he's got to be a good guy and do the things in the community and for the people that, and Michael Vick did a lot of really good things. I mean, we didn't talk for a while. Then we got in the room, we talked together, and I said, I'm going to start from square one. He says, I'll do the same thing, because he knew I'd buried him. And then actually, I could text him right now. He'd get right back to me. I mean, it's amazing when you turn yourself around how good it can be. And it was for Michael Vick. Deshaun Watson, I mean, he knows what's going to happen in the future, but he's got to be, once he's successful, then people won't care, and he's got to have success. And he is a talented quarterback. He really is a talented quarterback, but we'll see if he gets better as a person. And don't tell me you're in. All right, please. I don't want to hear that. Don't tell me you're in. But that's what he has to do, in my opinion.
Howard Eskin of WIP in Philadelphia on the hotline. And I just remembered one of the big names in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes early on was Philadelphia. Pretty much all of last year, right up there with Miami. What would the reaction have been in Philadelphia had last year during the season they have traded for Deshaun Watson?
Well, it would have been bad at first, but like fans always do, all you have to do is when you get out there on the field and you play, they're going to cheer you, and they're going to look past the problem. But again, you have to be a good guy. Oh, they would have won. I will say this, though. It was split, and I was kind of in favor of it because I'm not sure about Jalen Hurts. I said kind of in favor of it, but I didn't know he was such a creep. So I didn't know enough about the story. Hey, listen, what he did was wrong. If you want to go out and pay for it and not do it against the wishes of other people, it's not right, but it's not really breaking the law, which is not a good way to put it. But they would have gone, for the most part, they would have gone nuts. And at the 11 games, if the team was losing, they would blame him when he came back. So, yeah, it would have been, I don't know what the reaction would be in Cleveland, but I know those idiots out there cheered him when he came out of the practice field. So, I guess we have to see what his results will be once he finally starts playing. But Philadelphia, there would have been at least half the people would have gone crazy.
Howard, you mentioned Jalen Hurts. I thought he was a lot better than I thought he would be last year. What are the hopes for him in year two as a full-time starter in Philadelphia this year?
Well, they obviously hope he takes another step. Here are the issues he had last year. He didn't go through his progressions well enough because he wanted to run quicker than he probably should have made that decision. He made his decisions too late, so he's got to be quicker with his decisions, got to go through the progression. Running quarterbacks get hurt, and that's the one thing that, I mean, history shows you. Pretty much all the running quarterbacks have gotten hurt. And people will say, well, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes averaged about 3.5 yards or 3.5 carries a game. He ran to buy time. He didn't run to run the football. So he's got to take another step. He's got to get better in those areas. He's got to make good decisions. And for the Eagles to go anywhere, and I still think they can win the division because the Cowboys always find a way to choke. They choke all the time. They're such a screwed-up organization, and I think the quarterback is vastly overrated in Dallas. So I think the Eagles can win the division. But at this point, it's not just making the playoffs anymore. It's advancing in the playoffs. And for that, he's got to take another step. I'm not sure he's that guy yet. I know he works hard, and I know his teammates really like him, and he tries hard. But sometimes it really is what you have within that clock in your head and with the ability that you have. And we're going to see. But the Eagles' schedule kind of sets up pretty good for them early. I know the expectations here are crazy, but we'll see. We'll see in the first 6 to 7 games whether he's that guy or he's not that guy. And I think out of the first 4 games, I think the tough one is home in their home opener on Monday night against Minnesota, because I think Minnesota will lose the first week against Green Bay, and thus they really need to win that second game. So I think that could be a tough game. But I'm getting ahead of myself. They just have to win more than 9 games, what they won last year. And it always comes down to the quarterback. The defense is better. The team's better. But the quarterback also has to be better. And that's what it comes down to.
Is there any chance, you've seen this guy play a lot, Gardner Minshew. Is there any chance this guy plays this year for Philly? And if he doesn't, is there a chance that maybe they would trade him?
Well, he's not going to play and start for the Eagles unless Jalen Hurts gets hurt. It's never going to get that bad
Okay. Where
you got to go to your backup quarterback. And I think Gardner Minshew...
He's a solid backup.
That's what he is. That's exactly what he is. He's a solid backup. He can fill in for maybe 2 or 3 games here and there, but 2 or 3 games, not here and there, but 2 or 3 games. But I don't think... And he wants to be a starter. I think this is his last year with the Eagles, but it's his last year of his contract. So I think he'll want to go out and try to be a starter somewhere. And if he's not a starter, he's always going to be a backup. He's a really good guy, and he's a good backup. But I don't think, unless Jalen Hurts gets hurt, I don't think he's a starter here in Philadelphia this year.
Howard?
Who knows? He could be with you guys.
That's why I asked the question.
Howard, you are iconic. You are a broadcasting titan. We appreciate you, sir.
Hey, listen, it's always a pleasure. And you guys, even though you are in Cleveland, try to have a good day.
We'll do what we can.
Thanks, Howard.
Howard Eskin there on the hotline.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.